Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The writing was on the wall. Jesus knew it. He'd always known it. But now it was closer than ever. He had sufficiently rocked the boat, so to speak, of the Jewish establishment. And now it was just a matter of time. And not much time at that before they took action. He knew that his death was only days away. And he knew that once he was gone, his disciples would be tempted to scatter. And so he gave them some final words of warning. While Jesus was with them, Scripture tells us that he watched over them. John records Jesus' prayer to his Father only hours before his arrest, in which he said this: "I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name that you gave me." And so it is that Jesus not only taught them and led them and provided for them, he also protected them from both the devil himself and the temptations and the heresies of this world. But soon, he would no longer be with them, at least not bodily, to lead them in the same way that he had been leading them. And thus, he provided them with these words of warning. I remember a few years ago when I first took my eldest daughter, Trinity, to college. And I prepared to drop her off at this place some 800 miles away from home, where she would now be alone and so far away from family, without me there anymore to lead and to guide and to protect her. And so as I prepared to bid my farewells to her standing outside of her dorm, I handed her a book that I had written specifically for her, a book that was to lead her and to guide her as she began to navigate this world on her own. That's what Jesus was doing here. He gave his disciples some final warnings to watch out for false teachers and false leaders. He said that many would come in his name claiming that they were him, the Christ. He warned them that their lives would become more and more difficult as both the earth and the earth's inhabitants would rage against them as God's children. All these things would be signs of the end of the world and signs that the return of Jesus was drawing near. But these things would also be temptations to forsake their faith in God, temptations to look to worldly vices to find both respite and escape. And so Jesus, knowing that his death was near, and knowing that their end was also coming, and what that end would mean for each of them, warned them to hold fast to their faith, to stand on the truth, and to know their redemption in God, with God in heaven, was drawing near also. These words of Jesus, though spoken specifically to his disciples before his death, were also intended as words of warning for each of us today. For the same dangers that were a threat to them and a threat to their faith and a threat to their salvation, those same things are a threat to us today also. There are still those among us in the world, entire faiths and even church bodies, who claim to speak for God, but whose word and whose witness do not testify to the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. We are still plagued by wars and earthquakes and famines and fearful events taking place all over the globe. Events that leave people questioning the presence of God and the power of God, and most especially the compassion of God. Christians around the world are still being persecuted and maligned and discriminated against because of their faith in Jesus. And even here in America, the Christian church is now under attack. Christians are hated and harassed and maligned also by the media and the courts and the pervasive social attitudes of the day. Jesus may have been talking directly to his 12 disciples and maybe a few others that happened to be there with them that day in our text. But there is no doubt that his words were intended for us also. And thus we too need to be careful. We need to be alert. We need to be vigilant in our watch. Or we too might become weighed down in our hearts by, as it says here, the anxieties of life. And in so doing, we too might become frustrated with God, may even turn away from him or give up on him, and will then be left to suffer through both the end times and the day of judgment on our own. Rather than to give in and to give up, Jesus in our text this morning encourages us to hang in there and to hang on. And the reason being, because our redemption is near. He is coming back to give us everlasting life, to give it to all who are faithful to him. His death on the cross and his resurrection from the grave is both the cause for and the deposit on our forgiveness and our salvation. We know what awaits us in the end, because each of us have witnessed by faith what awaited him, namely, life beyond the grave. And so, Jesus warns us to beware. And he exhorts us to hang on, because our redemption is near. He could see it already way back then, as clearly as he could see his own death coming in the next couple days. He knew what awaited himself there on the cross. And he knew what awaited his people. And so in love, he prepared them and us for what was and is to come. May we in faith heed Jesus' words. May we hang on to him. No matter what anxiety or deception or danger in life comes our way. For the sake of Jesus, to God and God alone be the glory. Amen.